for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Here in the 10 o'clock hour, hour number four of our weekly Saturday morning broadcast, this is the hour where we dive deep in particular to one specific area of your house, home, castle, cabin, and I guess grounds, property is included in that, right?
It is this hour.
Your house is on your property, and so it could be something on your property. This entire month of August, following our home maintenance calendar that we've published and made available to you, the listener, for free. If you'd like your home maintenance calendar, just email us or call us and tell us the address you want it sent, and we'll get one shipped out to you. It's water month here at Rosie on the House, and we're talking. Last week we had Hayward Pools in, talking about products and operating of pools and maintenance. This week, we got to have a pool to begin with to have all that other stuff that Hayward offered. So we brought Above and Beyond Pools in. Michael Sandovar, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning to talk about pool building, remodeling, and, man, making a splash in the summer.
Good morning, Romy. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Tell us a little bit of story about Above and Beyond.
Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling. We're actually a locally family, veteran-owned company here. We operate out of Gilbert, Arizona.
What branch? You're the owner, so what branch are you in?
Oh, there's only one branch. I'm just
joking. So you're a Marine.
Oh, there you go. You nailed it. United States Marine Corps. But in all trueness, we're all blood brothers, and we all bleed green.
So. Well, thank you for your service.
Semper Fi.
All right. So, what got you from the Marines into the swimming pool business?
I actually started with my father when I was a little bitty kid. I tell people all the time, I was 9 years old. I was the only kid with a summer job, weekend job. And grew up in the business. My father handled remodeling operations back in the early 80s for Paddock Pools. And he branched off. And, of course, I worked with them and every summer and every weekend. And all the way to the point when I graduated high school. Worked with them for about a year. Joined the United States Marine Corps. Did a little bit of active duty time. Came back. After I came back, continued running the business with my father. Eventually took over the business. Retired my father. And then my father came back on part-time to work sales for us. And we've been very successful. And we're proud to be Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling, supporting our local veterans, military service members out there, and providing what we feel is some of the best products and services the swimming pool business has to offer.
When does a person know their pool is ready to be redone?
Yes, great question. Lots of telltale signs. Pebble interior finishes are actually a lot harder to tell if they need to be resurfaced. One of the things that we tell people when we go on out there and see them, because we know this, pebble interior surfaces are going to do right around 15, 20 years well-maintained, okay? Some of the telltale signs when it comes to pebble, you have little pebbles falling out. Little, okay. When you touch it with your hands, you can actually scratch it. The pebbles will fall out. Staining, delaminations, bald spots, cracking, spalling. A lot of these things on interior finishes are classic telltale signs of when your interior finish is going bad. As far as the decking is concerned, obvious signs, cracking, delaminations, discoloring, fading, so on and so forth with that. Tiles, same thing with waterline tile around the swimming pool. When you have tiles that are falling off, blistering, really, really bad calcified, they've been cleaned maybe two or three times in their life already, they've lost their protective sheen, those are all telltale signs.
Well, let me ask you this. When a person's considering pool construction and when they're thinking long-term maintenance, is there an advantage to go salt system as opposed to traditional chlorine?
I come from the remodeling background. So the advantage that we have when we talk about salt systems is we see what happens. We see the effects of salt systems over long, prolonged periods of time. Okay, and there are people that say, salt, I love my salt system. I had it for a year. I love my salt system. Just got it last month. I look it right in the eye and I say, well, folks, you got to understand you've only had that salt system for 6 months or a year. Over the long term, a salt system is not recommended. We would not recommend a salt system for a swimming pool. It's detrimental to interior finishes. It's detrimental to the decking, concrete surfaces, waterline tiles.
So then what's the selling point to get one?
We actually don't have a selling point to get in the salt system. We don't sell salt systems.
How are people getting sold into it then?
They're getting sold into salt systems. It goes back. It's more like conventional wisdom. When salt systems first hit the market, it was a product that was developed in like for the Southern California, Florida area, higher humidities, humidity rates. And when people got sold into salt systems, they actually believed that they were going to have less maintenance on their pool. They were going to have to do a lot less. And the salt system was going to keep their pool nice and pretty for prolonged periods of time. The truth of the matter is those salt cells do not do 5 or 6 years, folks. They do about 2 or 3 years max in our Arizona heat. And about 5 months out of the year, you're going to have to supplement it with chlorine tabs or chlorine because they're not going to be able to maintain or produce a chlorine residual as sold, if you will.
Wasn't water quality a big sales point for the salt systems? People were buying it because they felt like it would be a less drying, less chlorine infused. But the salt system is a chlorine system. It's producing chlorine.
That's exactly right, yeah. Rosie. That's exactly right. They are producing chlorine through electrolysis. It does produce chlorine. We just understand the detriment over the longer period of time of what the salt generating cells and the salt in your pool will do to that pool over due time.
That's interesting because that's a lot different than what you hear generally speaking. But no better place to ask than somebody that's spending their career remodeling swimming pools, seeing the effects after 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
Absolutely, absolutely, Rosie. And there's one more thing on the salt systems. What I tell people is instead, if they're really thinking about going to salt system because it's going to not make their kids' hair green, it's not going to rash out their skin,
right,
or irritate
right.
their eyes, they can actually, there's a supplemental product that you can actually put in your pool about 15, 20 minutes before you swim, and it will actually make your water soft water into soft water. Your friends and family will swim in the water, and they will actually believe that you have a salt cell pool.
And that's a product that's a powder that's added in? It's a chemical that's added in prior to going into the pool?
It's actually a liquid, Rosie. It's actually a liquid.
All right.
And you said about 15 minutes before. How long will that last?
A lot of people will add this with their weekly maintenance. For example, like on my pool, I just do it with my weekly weight maintenance. I just throw it in, and it typically lasts a week or so until your next maintenance.
Now, I know you have sons.
Yes.
When you say I do the maintenance, do you mean I direct my sons to do this? I grew up with dad. I know how this language works sometimes.
In this day and age, yes, I do. My sons are still young. They're young. I'm teaching them. They actually go out with me on the summers. I take them out in the summer vacations as my dad took me out to work. They just don't have to work quite as physically hard as I did when I was a kid. But nevertheless, I get them exposed to what I do out there. But yes, I do maintain my own pool.
We're talking about swimming pools in the backyard. We're doing that with Mike Sandoval from Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling.
Yes, sir.
Pool remodeling. How crazy can you get in pool remodeling?
Wow. In pool remodeling, we can literally do anything. I mean, we've taken pools and we do, just give you a small list here, depth conversions. We take diving pools to play pools. We build grotto water features. We build lazy rivers. We've taken pools. We've shrunken them down. I'll tell you a big thing today, Rosie, is actually going to be the Baja steps. A lot of the older pools just have 3 or 4 steps entering the pool. The Baja steps are really, they're in high demand for a few reasons. Creates more of a modern look, number one. But number two, if anybody has little children, family members, even pets, it's only got between 10 and 16 inches of water, and it's a big step. Sometimes you can put an umbrella sleeve in it, and you can be in only 10 to 16 inches of water, and it provides a little safety net for the kids so they're not treading water 4, 5, 9 feet deep.
And that whole shallow area is called a Baja step?
Baja step, another word for it is often used, is also called lounge step.
Yeah.
A lot of women will actually get their loungers, put their loungers in there, so they're only about 5 or 6 inches in the water.
Right. Pretty common now.
Very common. We're actually starting to see more and more and more of these. Yes, sir.
So how are you turning the shallow end of a pool into a lounge step, lounge platform?
Yeah, what we do is we try not to impede on the shallow end or the usable area too much. But in our packages, we start off at about 50 square feet, okay, which is roughly about a 10 by 5 area. Some of your bigger pools could accommodate something more like even a 75 to 100 square feet. So we take a portion of that that shallow area, we actually build it up, we pin it, we steel it, rebar it, and then we shotcrete it. Okay, and that actually is building another part of the pool that's actually part of the pool.
And how do you like to filter your water? There's several different filtering systems out there. How are we, what are you installing that you like to set homeowners up with to give them the cleanest water possible?
Okay. Coming from a remodeling background, you got three types of filtration systems. You've got the cartridge system, you've got a DE system, and you've got a sand system, a sand filter system. Me personally, I like the sand filter, okay? I'm very old school. I'm not old, but I'm very old school in my thinking. I like a system where every 4 to 5 years I can get in there and I can physically remove the sand myself. I call that the most user-friendly system, okay? Now, the experts are going to tell you, I know you had Hayward in here last week. They're going to tell you that a cartridge filter and a DE filter are going to get you down to the least amount of what they call microns.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And they are absolutely right. But with getting down to the least amount of microns, you got to understand there's going to be a lot more maintenance that comes with those filters. The grids are going to be expensive. The O-rings are going to have to be replaced every time you break those filters open and change them. But if you are a hands-on type individual and you are going to be able to do that regularly, or you have a pool service guy that does that for you, DE or cartridge. But keep in mind, folks, a micron, you can't see a micron with the naked eye anyways. Me personally, I like the sand filters. Some people who want to filter the water are going to go with the cartridge or the DE.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you want to talk pool building or remodeling with Michael Sandoval. I said I am never going to have a pool in Arizona. It's crazy. I grew up swimming in one my whole life at dad's house. And you know what? We've got 4 kids and a pool's going in next summer.
That sounds about right.